Hello, it's me, Pikachu here. Hello. Yufinski, what are you doing?
I am sorry. I was scared outside by myself.
But is the recording studio? What? You can see me through glass wall.
Glass walls intimidate me.
So, Yufinski, you want to do intro with me?
Yes, please.
Very well.
Previously on the Legion of Rhenob.
Wearing dapper blue robes and carrying a bronze scrying staff in his left hand, the hairless figure resembles a human, but with odd frog-like features.
Our dicks are gone!
Yeah. No!
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
See, this island is owned by a powerful being of great magical might. I want you to kill a god. L. Reifert and I currently battle for control of this island.
And special guest starring today is the immortal Tyler Rolf. Tyler, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm a chemist.
Oh, yeah. Back to D&D, though.
Yeah, back to D&D.
I think it was my
opinion. Tornado pants. Let me see your pants in person.
That's your prayer?
Amen.
Well, L. Reifert, give me a sec. Okay. L. Reifert lets out a lion-like roar and detaches himself from the stone base.
Oh, fuck.
In order to properly kill this god, you have to rob him of his mortality. Discover his true name.
It's not Truce Breaker.
That was an Aragon.
Is it Aragon?
This is Aragon. No.
They never told us his true name.
Dragonface, stop breaking the fourth wall.
And now, the Leader of Rhenob, episode,
18, brother!
Yes, episode 18. Starring Chris as Dragonface.
Winston as Lenny!
Tony as High King Sibo.
And Andrew as, Bearded.
Mizzetto.
Andrew as Mizzetto.
We good? Good. I need a drink.
Me too!
Alright, let's go to Penis Island. I jump on Duckface. And he, like, rears. I only got two legs, so I fall off.
I join him.
Judge! Well, we should probably bring all our peeps on this ride.
I feel like we should bring them to the fun. Yeah, why not?
You should definitely not do that.
Oh, yeah,
it's unofficial what I say right now. Don't worry!
They'll probably all get murdered, actually.
Yeah, I mean, come on, let's be honest.
Okay.
Alright, let's sign. Alright, you idiots walk back to the boat where you belong.
Naimi looks so sad, and he's like, what?
You heard me, Naimi.
I love you, Naimi. Be safe.
My life is a salted sadness.
Good.
My helping rush, you help your guy.
Yes, cuddle me, please.
And he walks back.
I think it's just Duckface, us, and...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to the final battle. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
I think we should just go to the statue again.
You broke it.
Shit. All right. Well,
fuck you.
There's no cop out for this one.
I grab the orb.
Should probably do like our final rest up before the siege.
All right. Long rest on the beach.
Ooh. Yeah, let's do it on the beach this time. Because some mojitos going.
Beach party music.
I can see Bo gets a wicked tan.
Alright. Alright,
so.
I really would love to kill both of these idiots, though.
I think we will.
I think it will be in here immediately. As soon as he dies,
I'm sure we'll
figure out. Going to do something, and then we're going to be like, nope, stab.
Yep.
Thanks for our dick spire.
Here's the chandelier.
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
Well, you should talk to the penultimate so we can get an army going.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And then plus they love us.
Yeah, that's not
They just saw El Rifle rip up the town, so they're probably all for this. Plus, if they all die, it kind of benefits us. Yeah. There's no standing army to protect the island.
Standing our way? Alright,
alright. So the four adventurers minus Naimi and Trucebreaker's back because he's like, fuck you guys! So head back to the town and head to the northernmost entrance, which is the closest to the penultimate HQ.
Okay, cool. We'll talk to Ulala.
The four of you head... Well, that's pretty close, so I commend you for at least remembering that much. The four of you head inside and see Andre is now back and he's like got a bunch of rubble and he's like, oh no! Oh yeah! Like, half of him is sad, half of him is happy.
Is it the rubble from the statue?
The rubble's from the town.
Right, yeah, that's fucking destroyed.
Oh, okay.
And Ula's like, alright, so we haven't prayed to that statue in, I don't know, since the old penultimates left. For a good reason.
Because I saw some gnome guy come through, pray in front of it. I'm like, gnome guy, you shouldn't do that.
And this guy?
No, a gnome racist.
Different gnome, they don't all look alike.
Yeah, racist.
We only got like 12 gnomes here.
It was the 12th.
And we're all rich individuals. With our own personalities.
Now, Ula, you should feel ashamed of yourself for even accusing poor Sibo. Sibo, could you cry a little?
I minor illusion of bumpy tears.
Oh, poor Sibo. Okay, Ula. That's. We shouldn't see.
Deeply hurt.
You're lucky he doesn't sue the city.
I thought you were the accepting penultimate. Maybe those pure penultimates aren't so bad.
It's okay, Sibo. It was just a mistake. I glare at her.
She's not buying any of this shit.
Persuade says she is.
Sure, you can try persuade.
Ten.
She's like, no.
Now the important thing.
This
is
a grown wizard man. Right. He's not gonna be hurt by a few words.
Understand the gnomes.
Dragon Face puts on his reading glasses. He goes and he goes, let's talk serious for a second. Also, his notary stamp is like in one of his hands. I put one arm or a giant like dragon arm around her.
Gross, like undeodoranted.
How many fingers do you not sweaty have? Sweaty.
Oh, this is the three fingered one for sure. And so yeah, you both are like choking in each other's BO.
So listen here. We got ourselves a problem. A mutual problem. Alright. Elf Demon Reifert wants to go
propaganda it up.
Or El Diablo, as he likes to be called.
He eats babies, I swear.
He's all for tearing up the city, as you saw. Alright. Our god, he's equally a dick. We need to stop him, but we can't do it alone. Because our army just got murdered by a frog army. Which we weren't going to totally use to destroy you guys later.
Alright, I have to cut off drinking.
No, I got this. So what we need is a detachment of your army to go help us attack this castle and wipe all Reifert out forever and save the island. The end.
Well, don't we have to find his first...
Well, we find his name there.
Yeah, well, we don't need them to know that.
We find the name there.
Okay, but if we bring in an entire army, wouldn't that, like, alert him instead of ninja statusing it?
Yeah, we go in ninja status.
Oh, I see. And distraction. Do, like, a distraction. That makes sense.
And she looks at Dragon Face and she's like, no.
I roll persuasion.
Can I roll persuasion?
Yeah, sure.
12
plus 19. 12 plus 2, 14. She's like, no.
Bullshit.
Hard persuasion rolls are sometimes 30. So
I feel like this is for something that's like near impossible. Really,
you're asking them to send their it's crazy nonsense happens here all the time. These are city guards. You're asking the city guards to go fight a god.
Yeah, well, this god is going to blow up everything. You might as well try.
We have no proof that's going to happen. Other guy...
Have we lied about anything?
Roll for lie. The pure the other penultimates are at the castle. 5.
Okay.
You just told me that they were...
They are there. 20.
No.
Ah!
It would have helped if Lenny rolled first, but Dragonface rolled a bold-faced lie first. He was like, I'm in disorder!
My friend is just nervous. Look at him. He's trying to be smart with those glasses. The penultimates are there, and they're evil, and they want to kill all halflings.
I
like to look at this one.
How about you just send Andre? We'll take
halflings? Half races.
I know, I thought that was a halfling.
No, a halfling's like a short little gnome man, like Frodo.
Oh, I see. Gnomes and halflings are the same now.
Well, wouldn't they also want to kill halflings?
No.
Because they're half.
They're not half people.
No, they're their own race, but they're just short. Okay. That's why they're halfling.
What about half-halflings?
Because Hobbit was trademarked, so D&D was like, oh shit, we gotta come up with a new name. Ah, halflings.
Why did
Right, I guess we just give up at this point.
Fuck this. All right,
wait. Okay.
I want one squad or Andre.
I can help you get over the mountains.
Okay.
Which is probably a thing you want, considering that's a several day hike.
Do you have a helicopter?
We have an Andre.
Is it helicopter?
Do you have eagles?
Eagles.
Okay, Andre.
What?
You want to help us get over this mountain and save the world?
We was like, all right, Andre, just give him the old speedball. It'll be fine.
Wait, what?
Oh, shit. And Andre gets all excited. Both of his heads get super excited. He's like, oh, goody.
Andre, have you ever heard of a pirate crew?
So this is like right in Kingdom Hearts where you're like ready to go through that door. You're like, alright, is there anything you want to do before you leave?
Do you want
to
save?
Nope! Fuck it! We got this!
And he, like, so Andre, like, picks up, like, a wagon, like, that the corpses were held on, and he, like, sets it down in front of you, and he's like, all aboard!
I get on.
Yeah,
I guess I got on.
Worst case, I have feather falls.
It smells like corpses, but there's no corpses left. You can still see blood stains. It was like used to ship the corpses.
Put my head between my knees and I say, "Hey, Dragonface, you know it'd be really cool if you stood up during this."
He's soaring through the air. All right, so Andre picks you guys up. And starts running as his massive man boobs like are jiggling in the wind. He's like, "Are you?" And he reaches what appears to be the peninsula. You can see the coast to the right, and you can see the town of Berm that you never visited. The peninsula. There you go.
It's a dick-shaped peninsula.
Check our website.
For more bird facts.
You can see Berm in the sort of near distance.
What does it look like?
It looks like sort of like the main city, except it's a little bit smaller.
Yeah, it sounds lame.
Yeah. It's got like a lot of like serious red architecture, but besides that it doesn't look too good. That's okay. Didn't need to visit Berm, it's okay. So Andrew's excited.
There was no point to it. The shards were not there.
Nope. There was side quest and shit that did, but that's okay. We're going! So,
Andrew, drop us off at Berm real quick.
And he's like, no. There's other heads like, no.
Alright, did we get there?
Mm-hmm.
Because that means Duckface isn't in danger of this last battle.
You reach the mountains. Which are pretty high, but Andre's 60 feet tall. And there's like a thin ravine that seems to be crawling with like wolves and like scary shit. Like, not wolves, but like bigger wolves. Like things that would actually threaten you guys.
No, wolves.
Sure. And there's like thunder and lightning striking above the ravine, and you can hear spooky synthesizer in the background. Yeah. Andre's like, alright guys, well, I suggest you hold on real, real tight, because this way you won't die on impact, you ready?
Okay.
Dragonface gives a nervous affirmative, and Andre takes the cart and chucks it like a football.
I
You are all now soaring through the air above the clouds, and you can see the mountains, like, just disappear behind you. And now you're slowly descending to the ground.
Slowly?
Yeah, why slowly?
Not slowly.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
We shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
I cast Featherfall.
On yourself, on the cart?
It targets 5 fallen creatures within range.
Which is us, and the cart.
Yeah, us.
I pull Leaf out of my car.
Oh, no!
Can't always land on the feet. Guys, I couldn't leave him. The other people are so mean to him.
Do you want a plot point to get Leaf here?
I will get a plot point to give him.
No, you won't!
I will! I pull a plot point out. Leaf is here!
Use a plot point to send him back.
Okay. That's fine. Ever both of you get rid of a plot point.
The hell, man!
I don't want Cat to die.
You classics. Classics. Okay,
I don't know what point.
So I have 2 left. Dunkface dies with us.
Dunkface suddenly appears under the cart and dies. So, right before you hit the ground, High King Sibo casts a magic spell, and the cart below you guys, like, shatters on impact. But you guys are sort of slowly floating to the ground, which is about 10 feet below you now.
Magic.
The area around Castle Autumn is actually, like, besides that weird, like, sort of grotto that you were just at with the direwolves, the area around Castle Autumn is like a flower field. It's absolutely stunning. Like, there's just fields of rolling flowers that seem to be carefully put there.
I led towards some sort of put it down.
Just nonchalantly like a fucking arsonist.
Toss it.
Okay. So Dragon's Face sets a torch down, and slowly but surely the entire field is on fire in front of you. There are now smokes. Smokes pluming on up. Smoke. That obscures Castle Autumn, this grand stone structure from your view. Obviously alerting anyone inside that you're there.
Way to go.
Yeah. We got this.
We could still ninja around it, though.
Yeah.
We can use that smoke.
It's our distraction. We're going around. Plus, I want them to know we're here.
Alright, I want to approach that castle.
Okay.
We're going to do it from a weird angle, though. We should scope it out from a distance before, see if there's any, like, guards or anything.
18.
Pretty good.
Alright. So Lenny sees, and he sees a lot of smoke. This kid. Lenny looks past the smoke, and he notices the front of the castle. It's an odd-shaped castle. It's sort of cartoonishly split, or, like, pushes outward from the base into, like, a sort of triangle. But, like, it's still castle-shaped, but, like, it's, like, moving towards you, like, architecture-wise.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Toon cards?
Yeah, like a toon card. This guy's Pegasus. That's his secret name. No.
If only it was that easy.
Once done. Wonder you want to cough? Or do you want to see if you can go, like, through the whole thing right now?
I like to go through that thing.
You want to try and... You want to just go for it? Because I know you have to leave.
Oh. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's 11, but we can possibly finish it within... Okay.
I think... if it's, like, within half an hour, I could probably do.
I don't know.
Can we get to something within a half hour?
Maybe. Well, let's keep going.
Let's plan our final assault, and then I think we can cut it there. So, let's make our plan for how we're gonna go about
this.
We're
kicking the door like badasses.
So, we see the castle. Do we see any guards or anything?
You do not see any guards. There are statues, on the top terraces, but you don't know if they're, like, going to come alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe someone can do an arcana check this time.
Tony? Arcane that
I'll
shit.
I'll do it. That's 2 of 9.
They don't look magic.
I roll it. 13 plus 1. 14.
Dragon Face puts on his spectacles. Can't see shit.
Okay.
Andrew? What are the statues depicting?
Various humanoid figures. There appears to be a dragon man up there, as well as 2 gnomes, a dwarf, and, like, 3 elves.
That's all I can see. So seven figures.
Maybe it's some weird, like, petrified people or something.
Is it us?
No, it's not you.
Well, I guess I don't understand the point of even sneaking up on this dude. Like, so, okay, let me sneak into his throne room. He's a fucking god. Like,
wait, is El Reifer in there?
Assumably, yeah.
I thought his name was.
We could just
sneak in. No, maybe his name is just.
I have a legitimate plan.
Ooh, I hold the crystal up and see their true selves. Also,
you mean pointed at the castle?
Yeah. Okay.
You look towards the statues and notice they just look the same. They're just fucking statues.
And the castle.
The castle also looks the same, but instead of moving towards you, it's moving back.
That's stupid. All right. My plan. We send in. Lenny's probably the sneakiest one to steal stuff. Me, Tony, and Andrew walk in just to talk to him while Lenny sneaks around the castle and finds the name with the shard.
I like this idea. Is there a second floor or like a balcony?
There's absolutely a lot of rooms.
Now that said, I'm an illusionist wizard, not a like talky-talky or combat-y combat-y.
Okay. How about... Okay.
So yeah, why don't we Scooby-Doo this?
Oh god, this is a good plan.
Sebo could just float up there. And
yeah, that's true. He would help me a lot of help for you.
So maybe we could do we can be like the stealth and bullshit group. So I can like trick any guards and like, you know, divert them and create distractions for him to like run and do, you know, run and grab shit. And then you guys can just be like the if shit goes down crew.
Well, we're supposed to be distracting El Reifer, like, he's walking right...
But we should probably have some kind of link between us, so, like, if you're gonna get, like, wrecked...
Is it Sergio?
Yeah. Sergio erupts from my head in a burst of feathers and rests on Dragonface's shoulder.
I'd like to slide a hand to grab Sergio.
Okay. Why would you want to grab Sergio?
So I can be a pirate with a bird on my shoulder.
You just ask Sebo.
16.
Okay. Winston, like, snatches Sergio.
Hang on, let me roll his dexterity. Let's see, he's got a dex of plus one, so whatever, plus one.
Four.
He's gonna, like, Sergio, his finger comes out. Sergio by the neck and, like, pops him on his shoulder, but he's, like, flapping around his, like, little talons.
Yeah,
like,
that looks real good, Lenny.
He probably should have been animal handling.
He's, like, squawking and not looking like a parrot at all.
Want a cracker? You want a cracker, Sergio?
I'm coming!
Okay,
so magical poops on your shoulder.
Back on my shoulder now?
No, let's go in.
Why would you want him on your shoulder? The whole point is that he can carry from me to him.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he just carry from me? I mean, we're together, right?
Because if shit goes down with them, we need to know.
Oh, I didn't know
you. He knows where I'm at.
Yeah, you guys are the stealth people. I missed that. I thought I was talking our way out. So.
Oh, no, you're going to be with Tony sneaking around. All right,
Sergio, I hold him up. He's still struggling. I know you love me, but you have to go with this ugly man.
Peck your eyes out. Can you roll for that? For pecking?
It's up to Sergio.
Yeah, he's got pecks.
I throw Sergio like a football at Dragon Face.
I catch it. Do you catch Sergio? I feel like he probably opens his wings and just flies.
8+, I'm gonna say...
Animal handling.
You didn't roll for animal handling.
I know, but I should have. I would have won anyway.
That's 8. Sergio lands on Dragon Face. It's over. Good job.
This was harder than the Hulk Hogan.
No, it's a stupid thing.
He's kind of doing like a figure eight between
him and himself. Andrew, what's our plan here? Are we just going to walk right in? Or are we going to like to cause a distraction? Or what are we going to do? I think that smoke screen is probably a pretty good start.
Wait, Dragon Face, I might need you to throw me up to the second
floor. That's never going to work. I'm not that strong.
You can just climb. You got a grappling hook.
You guys have magic. You can just float up there. And Tony can fly.
Well, I can fly like once. Is that once per encounter or once period?
No, it's like once per short rest.
Okay, so like once. Okay.
So like you can do it a turn to get out of the way or something.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Hey, you can fly.
Can we just walk in? Or are we going with this?
So basically once per encounter. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Well, they gotta find this shit, and I don't want him, like, poofing up and, like, fucking murderating them.
I'm not sure he'd appreciate me being a cleric of a different god. Why don't we just burn more things?
Should we, like, couldn't we just use the disguise kit to, like, make Mazzetto look like he worships El Reifer?
don't know if his morals
will. Yeah, and you guys haven't encountered anyone who worships El Reifert to base that off of.
We just, like, a t-shirt with a torn.
Yeah. Go over and you have a little flag.
Why don't we just split up and look for it separately?
Alright, let's split up. Let's go on.
Okay, let's go on with that. And then, like, if he encounters one of our groups, at least the other group is still looking.
So you're the direct group, and then we're the...
Yeah.
Stealth
group. Yeah, that's the only difference.
Alright, so there's a balcony on the outside, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, I'll grapple up to it.
Okay.
So they got the second... Check how many floors are on these?
Tell me.
I don't know how grapple works.
Well, it's a grappling hook. I would say maybe like a... Either a sleight of hand or maybe an athletics.
I was thinking, athletics would make sense, yeah. Only a one. How about acrobatics?
Yeah, that also might work.
21. Okay. Lenny Swiftan successfully latches the grappling hook onto the balcony and starts climbing his way up there, past the fire and the flames. Carry on.
Oh. Just climb the rope after him.
Sibo doesn't waste his flight.
But he's climbing up like normal. I'm climbing up, but facing the ground.
like moonwalking?
Yeah, like moonwalking up the rope.
Wizard!
Alright, we walk through the front door.
Okay, so...
Roll for Steve Trash.
He kicks down the front door.
Didn't work. Andrew, roll
You guys haven't even asked what the front door is, though. Like, do you assume it's just like a front door?
Yes.
No.
Is it not?
It's like a giant castle.
Yeah, it's like a drawbridge.
I thought you were rolling to break it down.
Okay, is there a window? Is there a first floor window?
Yes.
Yes? Okay, we climb through the fucking window then.
This is the team up we all wanted. Is that
okay? Like, how are you doing this?
How is far off the ground is it?
Yeah. It's past a moat.
Okay. Oh, you have to get through a moat?
Yes. Yeah.
The castle sort of splays outwards. You know what I was talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the balcony was accessible by Lenny and
yeah, Ho. These things are important.
Yeah. Dragon Face runs towards the front door and realizes it's a drawbridge, falls in the moat, and gets eaten by crocodiles. Alright, well,
can you mage hand the drawbridge
control? I don't have mage hand.
Cleric!
All spellcasters are the same.
Secretly dies and
stuff. You guys need some help down there?
Yeah, open the drawbridge.
I can't hear you.
I sent Sergio to...
I can't hear you when I leave and go back to the
whole world. Already stuck.
All right, well let's just swim it. I'll shoot
with
him
all the armor.
Do I see like the drawbridge control?
You do not see any drawbridge controls because I assume those are past the drawbridge.
Is the drawbridge down? Oh, shit.
No, it's up. Otherwise, we could just walk in.
He didn't say we couldn't.
He didn't ask.
Okay. What's the features of this castle? There's a balcony. Oh!
It's just a floating balcony.
Can you fly?
No. He can only do it because his rope's got...
How do we get on this motherfucker?
There's still a rope hanging from the balcony. Just take that.
Dragon Face will ruin
it. We swing over the rope like Tarzan.
Actually, sure. Why not?
Sweet. I do that.
We'll roll for that. Okay,
17. Pretty good.
That's actually pretty good because then we can still...
Yep, I got like 21 after all that.
Okay, I got 7.
Oh, God. I do it.
Yeah, Dragon Face successfully makes it across, but poor Mazzetto's little stumpy legs didn't give him enough torque. So, like, he jumped for the rope, but it didn't quite swing, so now he's sort of just, like, dangling on, like, over the moat.
You're on your own, Dragon Face.
I draw my longbow.
That's what I've been waiting for. Like shooting dwarves in a barrel.
I don't really have anything to help him out with. At all.
Roll another dexterity, see if you can swing that.
Or athletics.
Oh, better.
Yeah, athletics, 17.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's got that core strength.
Yeah. Mazzetto does a lot of sit-ups to make sure his beard doesn't, like, concave inwards. Gotta stick out. So he swings successfully across the moat where Dragon Face is waiting.
looking at his watch. The sundial, I assume.
Sundial watch. Which doesn't make any sense, but okay. Canon! What?
Draw that on my picture.
That go notaries. Yeah, with his stamp, which has like a little dragon face
when,
on it.
When we come up with a dragon face action figure, these will be accessories sold separately.
We should mass produce dragon face stamps and like sell them to the populace.
It says like notary.
Notary public, and then just like really shittily like dragon face.
Yeah, like scratched into it.
Alright, so do we see that first floor window?
Yeah.
Is it reachable?
Yeah, you can probably reach it from there.
Alright, I go for it.
Alright, dragon face goes for it. Are you gonna try and be sneaky or are you just jumping?
Sneaky. Not that sneaky. 4+.
I feel like the direct team is trying to be sneaky when they should just hit things.
Alright, well, I'll just walk through the fucking front. Alright, let's go through the window. Who cares? Okay. 9. Go through the window.
Dragon face jumps through the window. Glass shatters everywhere. Dragon face, roll a dexterity saving throw. See if you get hurt by jumping through a fucking window.
I got an 11.
Okay, so you're
nice.
Your dragon skin doesn't, you don't get cut. Good job.
Do you do like the superhero 3-point landing?
Oh yeah, 100%. Mazzetto, you follow in with him?
Yeah, sure.
Nice. All right, so Mazzetto and Dragonface jump into a room. It's currently empty.
I would love it if this was the right room. It's like first guess.
Oh yeah, we've got the magic stick, so
it doesn't matter what we do.
So if you find something, you have to send Sergio.
Yeah.
Squat.
I imagine we're not gonna be the ones to find it anyway.
You find a potted plant.
Not the potted plant.
Isn't it Cajun?
Hello, travelers.
He was ill Rayford. No.
That would be amazing.
No. There's like a there's potted plants around the room. It's actually pretty chic. It's fancy. The furniture, there's like couches and like that looks like it hasn't been used in years, but it's like well dusted. Everything's fairly clean. There's couches that are covered with like purple velvet, and there's like fancy paintings all over the walls which depict really abstract things. But no one's in the room right now. As of currently.
Okay. I roll again for perception. 15.
Probably investigation if you're...
Alright, 15 plus 1, 16.
Dragonface peeks up his dragon ears and you can hear footsteps heading in his direction.
Jack, run! Alright, we hide in the cupboard.
Direct team trying to be sneaky again.
Alright, well, why don't we just fucking fight whoever it is?
Yeah.
Sure. Or you can hide behind the door and then club him.
Yeah, good, we'll do that. We'll both hide behind a door. Okay. No, I'll hide behind a door. Mazzetto will just hang out.
Monster manual.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Monster manual's coming at you.
Oh, great.
Okay, well, I'm behind a door.
Okay, so are you going to try and knock out the person coming to rescue you?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay. So, solid snake face. Your dice fell over there. Where? There.
Oh god, it's in the
sees pair. A figure coming through the door and makes a swing at him to try and
can
knock
I cast
him.
A spell on it, or is it too quick?
It's not too quick. It's just looking in the room for the noise.
You probably have surprise.
So I take a swing?
You take a swing.
Do I have to roll for that?
Yeah, if you fail, we can see if Mimora succeeds.
It's an 8 plus what do I have to what?
Your attack bonus for whatever weapon you're using.
No, it'll be my trident because that'll work.
So you're trying to knock this thing out?
So it'll be a one hit, not two?
Yeah.
Okay, then I guess I'll use my big trident. So, plus 6. Yeah, 14.
The spell does not work. As you notice that the creature is a woman with snakes for hair.
I still knock her ass out.
Mazzetto, will you let that happen?
Mazzetto. It's not. It's not the same Medusa's.
Oh, or
Medusa.
Right.
This one has eyes.
Those statues. Oh no!
Oh, no.
So do I knock her out?
No, you failed.
Sure.
Mazzetto, what are you doing?
Blind me quickly.
If I
blind
her, though,
yeah,
that
would
help us.
It would definitely. Absolutely. It's a Medusa.
Yeah, I'm
going to
catch blindness on.
Okay, give it a shot. Or I have to give it a shot.
Yeah, it has to make it.
Great. Well, that explains why blindness works.
This is
him.
Intelligence or wisdom?
Wisdom.
Okay.
Constitution,
my bad. Oh, that's okay. I got an 11.
Okay, if that doesn't work.
No, you mean I'm blinded.
Oh, yeah.
Medusa's blind.
Yeah, yeah.
The Medusa's like, ah!
And like, let's kill it! I roll for initiation.
Okay.
No, actually, hold on. Can we, like, now it's blind, can I try again?
You could try again, yeah. Right, I was about to say that.
I roll a 15 with plus, this time I'm using my dual trident, so that's plus 7, so that's, like, 22.
Okay, so you're knocking it out?
Yeah.
Alright. Dragon Face successfully knocks out the Medusa before it's season.
Alright,
Solid Snake, Dragon
let's
Face.
Let's tie it up.
With its
and
snake
we'll
hairs.
Torture it. That way we'll learn his secrets.
I
have rope.
Some of the fabric off.
I have rope. All right, we
rip the fabric off of the furniture too.
Yeah, okay. We do that. We tie it up. We tie it up and we put a blindfold over.
This is a
game.
I don't care if the toys get trashed.
We rip the shit up. We tie him up. We fucking put a rag over its head so it can't Medusa.
Do you have a rag and rope?
Yeah, I have rope.
Well, they have cloth from the
and cloth. Yeah, cloth from the couch to cover it. I have 50 foot of rope.
So you're covering
so
that.
All right,
it's probably going like.
So now we like
sack of potatoes.
I spit on it to make it wake up.
It doesn't.
Welcome to Guantanamo.
It does not work. So it spit and you just knocked it out literally 3 seconds.
Alright, I have a better plan. I take my point of the trident and stab it into its thigh.
Okay, that works.
Now I put my like dragon hand to cover its mouth like, shut up.
I'm like, real fast guy, I don't know if I like this.
You're gonna talk to me to know. Or else you're gonna lose each one of these snake friends of yours real fast. And I pluck one off just to prove my point.
Oh, Jesus!
That's brutal.
He's like, ah!
It's like a part of
you get the point! And I hold up a trident, but it's showing the point.
Oh my god.
She can't see it.
Why did she got the idea?
You poke her in the point.
Yeah, you just gently poke her with it.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm a three! I assume she's freaking the fuck out.
Yeah, she's freaking the fuck out right now. She's like, oh jeez!
Alright, now there's something we need.
It's not a dragon, we just forget. shit, you have a shard.
There should be a name somewhere of your boss. Where is it in this castle?
It's.
I stab her on the leg to make my point more clear.
So she's
all three
fucking
of them.
Yeah,
he fucking screams again.
I cover her mouth again.
Oh man, she's like, it's on this door!
Which door? There's 100!
His door, it's the big stone one!
Where? Where?
Go north!
Go north! Ah, jeez!
And then she faints.
Alright, cool, I kill her.
Okay.
To make sure she can't tell.
Oh no.
I look at the blood off my giant and I'm like, well, that worked better than I expected it to. I send a message with Sergio. So they know what's up. I like tie up, I like write really shittily, like on door north.
You could have just told Sergio.
Alright. I just tell fucking Sergio he can go flying.
Oh, well, what are we doing during this time? I feel like we would have at least found a treasure room of some sort.
You're a screamer.
Really loud dragon face yelling.
Where are they? Where are they?
Rachel. Is Dragon Face yelling about a trigger?
Okay. So now we're that was horribly gruesome. Now we're
continuing. It worked.
Seabolt and Lenny. You walk into the upstairs balcony and you go you reach
yeah, not subtle.
You go into the front hall, or the first hall you see.
To the audience.
It's covered with vague red carpet, and you can hear footsteps coming from the left. Not vague red carpet, like vulgar. It's really fancy shit. Everything in here is super high class.
Is there anything not nailed down that I can take?
This is not the time for that.
And potted plants.
Who are you, Professor Oak?
A lot of vague abstract paintings and statues that are all like sort of weird looking, sort of.
Like they're petrified with fear.
No. None of them are actually people.
Whoa. Who saw that going? I guess I have to play dumb of what's coming.
You can hear footsteps.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I don't know what's a Medusa.
Okay, do you want to just like look like solid snake?
I don't want to look.
It's you're solid snake in it though.
What's the
like the only time? Okay. The only way Medusas will do that is if you gaze into its eyes within 30 feet of it.
Oh, okay.
So Medusa I'll check. Force a constitution throw.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check down the hall.
Okay. So, down the hall you see two figures with bright yellow-orange fur. They look to be the castle guards. Both of them are human-like figures, but with feline-like traits. Not like Leaf or
they're
Pickles.
Like gross deviant furries.
Yeah, they're like gross deviant furries.
Khajiit.
Born by the sands.
Are either the name Sonic Chew?
No, neither of them are named Sonic 2. They have scimitars and longbows. The scimitars are in their hands, right? Or like their hands are on their scimitars, and the longbows are put around their back.
Are they talking about anything?
No, they're walking silently. How about them sport ball?
That's what I was hoping. Yeah. I'm wanting for some guard idle chatter.
No.
How wide is the hallway?
The hallway is about 30 by 30.
What's playing SIBO?
Plan C.
We can just hide in this room, wait for them to get past and walk past them.
Why don't we you throw down your pit and I can cast an illusion so that it looks just like its floor and we can like drop them in the pit. What happens if you close the pit off?
No,
but they just like zoom out
pit.
Of existence.
I don't want to waste my pit, but that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Equally, I can probably make it look like we're statues or some shit.
Yeah, I was thinking like they look in the room and we're just invisible or something, like they see a normal room. But I don't know. Is that a spell slot?
Yeah. I could use, like, silent image to just make it look like there's, like, an alcove with two statues, but we're just standing there behind it.
You're not within view of them right now. You're looking around.
We're playing.
And we could just, like, let them walk past.
Yeah, then we walk where they were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That sound good to you?
Yeah. Unless you can somehow get past by yourself, then I could just teleport behind them. But I think you probably would have a harder time doing that.
I mean, they might just walk past the room. Don't want to take that chance.
That's true. We're in a room,
not in a pure hallway.
Yeah.
You're still on the balcony right now.
Oh.
Okay. Are they walking down the balcony or are they walking down a hallway?
They're walking down the hallway.
On the inside of the bed? Okay.
Then I would.
So we could probably just just wait and see if they walk past.
Yeah, and if they get close, I'd like to react.
Then I'll ready my our plan. So I'll
check on the balcony.
I'll grab Lenny close to me so that's the plan.
Okay, so SIBO hugs Lenny. The two were tigers, which is actually their name, which is hilarious. The two were tigers stop next to the window where you two are peeking around the hallway, and one of them he's like, I smell something. And the other guy's, it's probably the curry. And the one that's like smelling is like, oh man, I'm so sick and tired of curry. And they just keep walking. There's your grub chatter.
All right. Walk where they were coming from.
Yeah, let's sneak over there.
When does Sergio get to them?
What?
There it is.
All right, so he screech. Past or not, he silently flaps, or he's he silently taps along the carpet because he doesn't want his flap beats.
Well, he's an owl, so he's really quiet. Is the thing.
Can't you just summon him too magically?
But I have to dispel him and bring him back first, which I guess works.
Okay, so he shows up.
Well, how would he know that we're sending him?
Yeah, that's
yeah. I wouldn't know to
like see through his eyes or something, some shit.
I wouldn't know to take the action to do that.
So Sergio, sort of tapping his way along the carpet as he reaches you, and he's like,
Okay.
And he's like, oh, the dragon face torture killed some person.
Shrug, I'm used to it at this point.
Well, did they get anything information, or are we just telling us how terrible dragon face is? Because we know.
SIBO tells
Sergio.
Sergio tells SIBO, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so we're looking for his door.
Yeah, the north. Their northernmost point of this.
So do I know where north is?
We should head that way.
Yes. North is the look at
we
the peninsula.
We had to head north to get here. So
yeah.
Okay, so we have to go deeper. I go north.
You should send Sergio back to us.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
He like taps.
We were still. We were waiting for Sergio.
He probably flies. Anyway, so.
Okay. All right. So are we going to move back to Dragon Face Mazzetto?
Yeah, the A team. Winston, you still good on time?
The A hole team.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We'll do like one more
you
round.
You consented.
One more round of sneak and then I'll call it.
Yeah, where do we sneak to? Do we just shoot into the hallway?
Yeah, you shot into the hallway. The well-adorned, sort of weirdly furnished
Does
hallway.
The hallway go north?
The hallway goes north, yes. To your right, you see a staircase and the hallway stops abruptly.
Okay, so we're probably going to go up that staircase or down.
It's a down staircase.
Yeah,
we'll all right, so we wait till Sergio gets back and he gets back.
Okay, squawk.
Squawk.
All right, so Andrew, I assume we like go into like the hallway, like all sneakily like, looking back and forth. I don't see shit. Okay, so the dragon face and Mazzetto make their ways in the hallway. Don't see anyone immediately, but they can definitely hear people, or at least things, down the hallway on both their left and their right. But they're only vaguely echoing. You don't actually know if they're coming towards you.
Well, we're heading north, right, down this hallway?
You're heading... The hallway branches to the north, yeah, so you can head that.
Alright, well, we'll start walking that way, and just... I guess we'll just...
Feel
know,
for
just,
it?
Yeah, are we just gonna, like, go slowly and see what's up?
Sounds good.
Alright, yeah, we'll do that. Slowly walk up, check around our corners and stuff.
Take your corners, rookie.
Corners!
Okay, so Dragon Face and Mazzetto, did you guys go down the staircase?
Sure. Assuming that there's no, like, footsteps or...
Yeah, you guys don't hear anything. You hear the same thing those two hear, which is you hear the sounds of human beings in the building.
Oh, fuck, we're running into them.
Yeah, well, that's where you're going, basically, same room. So you reach a big open corridor, and you can, you see Lenny and Siebel sort of peek around the staircase.
No, they don't. I'm too stealthy.
Yeah, they probably don't.
I perceive them.
Stealth.
I do not.
We probably come up 12. Behind them and put, like, our hands on their shoulders.
That's a good way to get hit.
Yeah.
I'm too short.
I won't look through their inventory. I duck. See if I take anything.
You're just too fucking old.
Alright, so now we met up. Oh, it's you guys.
Alright. Okay, well, not exactly.
Brand of tiger people. Watch out for those.
So, the four of you see walking around this corridor is, like, lines of pairs of those tiger people. Not, like just patrolling the area, so to speak.
Like, they're, like, in, like, a formation?
Yeah. They all have specific routes to go on.
Okay. Well, how do we get to, can you mage us into, like, the invisible?
No.
You couldn't illusion us?
No, I...
Can you Tom Cruise us? Like, make an image of the hallway?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Make the wall. Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. What's the scenario? Are we in a hallway?
You two are on the staircase. Okay, so...
Yeah,
you two are on a staircase around
audience.
Here. And this is the northern area. This is where you are.
Alright, so
Dragon Face... Yeah, oh my god, it's so beautiful.
Oh, I didn't even mean to show off.
Dragonface and Mazzetto are walking from the hallway to the south. So you sort of walk down into the corridor.
Okay, so there's a corridor here in separating us and them.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Around the area, there are definitely pillars and plants and more vague artworks that you can possibly hide behind if you're sneaky.
Okay. I guess we'll try for sneak.
So
I feel like there's a better plan here. I don't know what it is exactly.
If you get discovered, I'll throw my voice, make them turn around, and we can murder them.
Well, that's your
plan.
Well,
we have to go north regardless.
What if we... I got a plan, and it's a hilarious one. What if we... I jump out, have them all run at me, you open up a pit,
Siebel makes
I'm
it.
I'm gonna Scooby-Doo this.
Siebel. Siebel makes it look like a floor.
I've got a book.
Jinkies, guys.
By bumping into this dishwasher, we'll activate this net and they'll get captured.
Who's up for that plan?
Nicely placed roller skates. We'll send them.
Okay.
Oh, no. And then we'll pull the masks off of them. But by that, I mean Dragon Face will just pull off their facial skin.
I'll just throw a pit right here. You don't even need to get detected.
That's true. Alright.
Yeah, wouldn't they just walk into it anyway because they're patrolling?
Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. Well, we go with that plan. And then I'll put an illusion on it so that it looks like it's just the normal floor.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do it.
We're doing the pit.
Alright, gotta cross up one pit.
Pit o' death.
Andrew, can you cast Silence?
I don't have it with me.
Oh.
He didn't think he was solid snaking this.
Oh, I see.
He thought it was...
I was gonna say, if we could cast Silent on that pit so that their screams came
out. I was actually wishing I heard this.
That's fine. I'll use up a use of Silent Image to make the floor seem legit.
Okay. A pair of patrolling tiger men... walks in the direction of north, of the southern corridor where you and Mizzetto are now hiding. And they fall hilariously like Team Rocket into this pit that goes seemingly nowhere.
Yeah, like, I think it is the pit.
The Oblivion.
Do we have
a pit
right now?
Yeah, we
gotta
figure out what that is. if it's like 60 foot, they're dead.
My leg!
Oh, when I put the pit down, I look at the camera and say, "Oi, there's a hole in my pocket!"
But yes, everyone's okay. Play some Beatles song.
We were talking about Animorphs before the Beatles.
This is the Beatles Animorphs podcast.
It's 10 feet deep and 10 feet in every direction. Every dimension.
So they're probably not
Can I
dead.
Close it?
No.
I cast Calm Emotions on the entrance to make them not care.
Yeah.
I make them indifferent toward it. With two sedated casts.
So am I supposed to
charisma save
roll for fall damage, I guess.
Charisma.
I wish we could have put, like, punji spikes or something.
Wait, hold on. Shit. Okay. Well, I'm still going to roll for him. Alright, that guy got a 19. So he's not calm. And that guy got 11, so he's pretty calm. But yeah, one of them, a charisma saving throw, you say?
Yeah.
Alright, so they're plus zero charisma, so that's 19, 11. So one of them's like, far out, man. And he falls through the pit, and the other one's like, ah!
Well, that's not too stealthy.
And,
We should have put Dragon Face in the bottom of the pit and just killed him immediately.
Oh, I breathe fire into the pit.
No, save your fire. I can throw my voice and be like, "Hey guys, I was just kidding."
So what?
As it continues to yell,
what you hear from the screaming guy is, "Ah!"
It's only ten feet.
But see,
because it's a magic castle and bullshit happens.
Oh yeah.
Oh, because it goes to the next floor.
Yeah, which
so that's hilarious. I forgot
So the other were tigers, like, their ears perk up and they're like, "What the fuck?"
Hey guys, I'm sorry, my idiot partner just stubbed his toe and fell down the stairs.
I'm actually like, "No, I didn't."
You know, he's like super dead right now. He just fell to infinity. He's probably still falling.
That's amazing.
He's falling.
So the other guards come to investigate or what?
I just yelled. I just threw my voice, imitating
the
cat people.
Yeah, you should get them to like come up the stairs. We're like, "Oh, there are fucking people up the stairs." So that way, they just come running down this hallway and all fall in this fucking pit.
Okay. Wait! I do see an intruder. Oh God! You gotta hurry.
Okay. Roll a persuasion to see if that works.
Maybe performance.
And not the best.
13.
Alright, so...
They're gonna come running over here anyway. They don't know that's a pit.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Damn. Alright.
So this is a perfect plan.
Yeah. I'm gonna poke my head out of Seymour and be like, "Get me, bitches!"
Are you gonna illusion yourself, like, in the hole?
Yeah, right over the hole.
Yeah. That's what I do. Okay. Doing like my typical dance that I do.
So eight or so weird tigers,
cartwheels
like,
and shit,
come out of the hallway and they're like, "Intruder, protect the god!" And they run towards Sabo. And a bunch of them are like lunging at him with their scimitars. And they fucking fall in the huge pit.
Okay. Well, that worked pretty well in our favor.
Yeah,
is that all the tires we can like hear and detect for right now?
That's all the tires you can hear and detect
for right now. Let's just scoot around the edge of this pit.
I dispel it so that we know where the edge
is. Yeah, right.
Until your face falls and dies. Yeah.
Yeah, can I look down in the hole now that I dispelled the thing?
Sure.
The blackness.
Yeah, you look down the hole and you see that the bottom floor of this, like the basement of this,
mm-hmm.
is actually looks like to be a cavern. It's got like a single sort of shitty like stone walkway, mm-hmm. but you can see that like sort of to the west,
mm-hmm.
Like the tiger men all fell into what appears to be infinity.
That's pretty interesting. I like exploring, and I'm tempted to go down there, but
don't
I'm not
do
going
it,
to
idiot.
Because we're on a mission.
Yeah, that's not where the, except where the door was, right?
No, not infinity. So
there were other entrances to the castle.
Right.
Yeah.
We're
fucking just fine. I mean, that's
the second floor balcony.
Sounds like a cool environment, though. Anyway,
to the door.
Yeah.
All right. So
just sneakily, though.
The four adventurers reach. A big stone door that's on the northernmost point of the room.
Well, this worked out very well.
Yes. There is another stairwell to your east, which you can assume probably leads back upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, you don't see any other entrances or exits to this room besides the ones they came out of, plus two ones that are on the west and east side of the room that go in the same direction.
Is this the door that we're looking for?
This is the northernmost door.
Okay, well, we... Alright, hold up your glass thing.
No, it does not have runes on it.
Oh.
Mm.
Maybe we should open this door.
Lying whore.
Maybe it's on the other side of the door.
Alright, let's open the door. I'm sure it's a roll for trap.
Yeah, perception.
12. Plus 0.
That's enough. You guys, before you hastily open the door like an idiot, you sort of cup your ear and you listen in and you can hear the sounds of vague hissing.
Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets.
It's a basilisk!
We both made some color references.
Yeah.
Might be another Medusa.
Why don't we just put it to sleep? Why don't we mage hand the door open when we stand on this in the stairwell so nothing jumps out and kills us?
Yeah, we could do that.
I wish we had another pit.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, let's do that.
Okay.
Better than nothing.
High King Sebo.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to cast Minor Illusion to make it sound like a really strong gust comes through, and then I'm going to mage hand open the door as if it had just blown.
Yeah.
Always with the tricksy magics.
And I will imitate wind.
Make your best wind sounds. That's good. Okay. High King Sebo mage hands the door open with a strong gust of the stone door open with wind, which actually is probably isn't that unusual for this wind god's castle. So he mage hands the door open and like sort of slowly opens, and like out inside the door you hear the fuck, and like you see a Medusa like poke its head out. It's like, what?
Is that the only Medusa we can detect?
That's the only Medusa you can see.
Roll for magic to see if there's more behind her.
I could send Sergio in.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Which just looks like a standard owl, but I feel like owls probably don't find
they would not be
inside
down that
very often.
I mean, wind castle god shit. You can try it. It's worth a shot.
Can I just grapple the thing and pull it to us so we can murder
You are hiding in the stairwell, which is way too far away.
Can you, like...
If we actually got it near that pit, I have a lot of, like, push and pull magic, so I could either push it in the pit or pull it into the pit.
Can we...
I could run back.
Yeah, and you could, like...
Let's keep doing the sneaky, though. I feel like that's the best way.
All right.
Could we sneak attack?
Can you just force pull it to us, and then we can murder it?
Yeah, but that's, like, just attacking. Straight... like fighting it, you know. I want to do it kind of more.
Okay,
but again, it's like straight fighting, so if you fuck up you probably have to fight it like an actual battle.
Oh, I'm going to cast Phantasmal Force on it.
What's that?
It creates an...
Is that the illusion one?
Yeah, it creates a 10x10 cube illusion in the mind of the target. So any other creature can't see it, but that creature can. It has to make an int save.
Okay. Can a field is happening to it?
Not if it fails its int save.
Or if it succeeds.
If it succeeds, then it knows that... I would assume that it knows, yeah. It would know that it would that it had something cast on it. But it knows that it's an illusion. Okay. I'm assuming they don't have very high intelligence. Oh. Just snake people.
Yeah.
Not SIBO level intelligence.
He's a pretty smart guy. Clark, do you want to roll that?
Sure. Yeah. Is this your plan of action?
If everybody agrees with
me. I'm
you.
Down. Yep. I got no better plan. I can sneak in my arsenal. Oh, shit. So what happens?
So what is it that it sees?
It sees an effigy of El Reifert. And it's... Well, let me read it before I do anything. Illusion includes sound, temperature, and other stimuli. Target can use its action to examine the phantasm with an intelligence investigation check to end the spell. Target treats the illusion as if it were real and rationalizes any ill effect.
Use my voice.
Well, I can make it sound like the El Reifert statue through an illusion.
Plus, it's already sort of imagining it, so.
Let's see.
I can do nothing but kill.
You did a good job torturing her.
Yeah, I did.
So I just say, you!
She's like, what did I do?
Kneel before me!
Oh, well, is it a psychic attacking him?
No, I'm just
Well, she does.
You know what you have done. Leave this place immediately.
And take your friends with you.
Yeah, and take your friends with
and
you.
And take your friends with you.
Are you... Wait, she like looks up at the effigy. She's like, are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
Question now, Reifert?
This day, invaders have entered this castle and have left with something very valuable to me. If you do not find them in the city of... Rexville, I will slay you with my own hand.
So yeah, start an invasion of Rexville.
Why don't we send them to some people we don't like?
No, fuck Rexville.
Oh, we hate everyone though. How about
Rexville's the most well defended?
Yeah, so at least they'll survive.
Dryderwood, the spider people.
Why would fuck those? We already
doesn't matter. I already said
too
it.
Late. Yeah, whatever. I already did it.
Wherever Kimmy is. To
Rexville. So
hopefully,
I hope all of them go to Rexville. How many go?
Well,
They can make intelligence saves and shit on the way, so they have to. If they fail those, then yeah.
So, this Medusa is like, you're letting me leave?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm making you leave.
Finally. All right, so the Medusa is like, everyone, he's letting us leave.
Huge stampede out of the castle!
So.
Wait, no, they'll probably get murdered by magic if
they it works for us!
Magic, what?
I'm assuming he probably has some field like the fucking ships or something on these people.
Yeah, like as soon as they cross the castle line, they drop dead.
That's funny, it'll be hilarious. Well, let's just watch
if that happens, alright, well,
it'll at least gain us enough time to fucking walk.
So, 17 or so Medusas exit the big room. And they're like, yeah! And they're all like running and they fall on the fucking pit.
They don't even forgot notice! The pit they're so excited and they just fall on their deaths!
Well, that worked in our favor!
I shoot some magic sparkles out of my fingers.
Good job, guys, good job.
Yeah, yeah. High fives all around. Or high threes, whatever I've got at this point.
Let's enter that room.
No, wait, yeah, all you gotta do is look at the door. But the rooms are on the door, right?
No, it's a further door.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, fuck it. Well, we go through the... Into the room, then.
All right, so you enter the room, and you smell the very strong scent of perfume.
It's not curry.
It's not curry.
Fuck.
Do I recognize it?
You recognize it as not Kimmy's perfume?
Good.
Thank God. I wasn't even worried about that. I was so mad.
No. It smells like lilacs and gooseberries.
Probably... Cover up this nasty, stinky...
Tornado pants smell.
Snake woman smell.
Oh, yeah. The area around is covered... The area surrounding you is, like, full of like sort of velvety beanbag chairs and like see-through curtains.
It's like everywhere. A harem type thing. It's
like everyone put your gloves on.
Seymour does not touch
anything. Are there any sticky puddles?
There are no
Seymour's like using mage hand to like move the shit out of the way.
Can I cast light?
I don't think he'd care.
Light?
Yes, I want to cast light, but I get to decide what color it is. Can I make like ultraviolet light?
Sure. How gross is this room?
The room is disgusting.
Oh god. There's
spots everywhere.
I dispel light as quick as possible.
Oh god, I see everything.
So this is like his like raping room?
This is a spooge room.
Ew. Okay, so we have to. Where are we heading to now?
Well, this is like his, where he keeps his bitches.
Ew.
Do you recall he had another Medusa here?
Guys, remember when they fell down?
What?
Do you recall he had another Medusa
here? Yeah, or Blindy, right?
Blindy, yeah. Blindy God, used to be part of this harem.
Ew.
You come to that conclusion?
I didn't, but that's gross.
I assumed many Medusas had many rich full lives, and I'm not racist.
Anyway, so with the Medusas now cleared of the room, and you're not turning to stone.
Oh, he just let, it's like Mad Max, we just let all of his wives go. We're gonna be like Duckface and a train of people behind us.
Wait, who's the bad guy from Mad Max?
The giant,
what's his name, Fat Joe or something?
No, Immortum Joe.
Is El Rey from his real name
Immortum
Joe?
No.
Worth a shot.
It was a good thought.
Okay, so, you exit, or you... You reach the end of the room and you find another big stone door in the way.
Is his name Tyler Rolfe?
Oh, I just guessed at it?
Oh, I could fucking say it.
Oh my god. We just guessed.
Does the door have runes on it?
The door does have runes on it.
Okay, Scan it.
Wait a second.
Alright, so the runes go.
Oh, free. L. Reifert! Is that Tyler Wolfe? Fuck!
So you
Wait, somebody needs some paper out.
So you scan the runes in front of you, and the letters sort of jumble.
We don't even have to do that, it's Tyler Wolfe.
Fucking do it. Anyway, I
just put spell that out with Tyler Wolfe.
Is that a J or a T?
Obviously a T.
Okay. Making sure I'm not. Because that could be a J, and that would throw me off.
So you scan the runes in front of you, and they sort of arrange themselves at the door.
Couldn't have guessed it, like, an hour ago, guys.
I can't believe we didn't guess at that.
Why is he tornado pants, though?
He's got such a big hair of bitches!
Oh, gosh.
Wait, how do we come to that conclusion, anyway? Do you just guess at it?
I just guessed.
Damn it.
And Clark can't keep his cool as we weren't.
He probably would have if we weren't 10 feet away.
Well, as soon as you said it, John Cena, I was like I was fucking going to be John Cena.
Because you say, and his name is John Cena.
That was amazing. But also, yeah, as soon as you said all right, I was like, oh god, that totally, that's an anagram.
Hey guys, it's Jan Kofi.
I know. Sorry, yeah? I don't remember who
that's
Jan Kofi is.
That's the fire god.
Who?
The guy in the penultimate's lead? That leads the penultimate? JNNCOHE.
John Cena!
So using the name Tyler Rolfe in a podcast are probably.
Well, he was in this podcast.
Yeah, I announced him as Tyler Rolfe.
So, we got it.
There's a lot of Tyler Rolfe.
So, I rub that orb like my life depends on it.
The orb shatters because of the friction. No, fuck it.
Is he what? Okay, we got the name. How the fuck do we kill it quickly?
Don't count to tell him his name. Go in there.
All we do is tell him.
Throw open the fucking door.
I kick the door.
Simo uses his tiny gnome legs. It's like... he opens the door in one fell swoop.
Okay.
Sitting before you on a grate. Ivory throne.
Oh, goodness.
Looking bored as shit. It's like, you guys are here. Thank Christ. Or whatever, deity.
Okay. I don't think just saying his name's gonna work, because there's no way Clark would have up to this.
I want to give him a scan.
Yeah, give him a scan.
You just see him. Like, okay. Whatever's reflected is just...
Alright, I've got a question before we get too far in this.
Okay. Hold on.
So, I am 100% sure the Truthbreaker is not a good guy. Please enlighten me as to why he's not a good guy.
What do you want me to say, exactly?
Okay, what... Should we kill him?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he's a huge douchebag?
I gotta be more specific than that.
I don't have another reason.
All right,
he nearly destroyed the universe by fighting with me. Me, a god.
Okay, I don't think this guy's a very good guy at all.
We need the dicks back.
Wait, do we need the dicks back? I'm just wondering. All right, if we were to kill if we were to kill Truthbreaker, how would we go about doing it?
Why are you asking me this when you're sitting in the middle of my palace?
So we, where else would you destroy the two statues? We gotta ask you in person.
We got so many statues.
Well, we didn't know where they were.
Where are they?
How do we kill Truthbreaker for you?
Let's go around farming them.
Look. I don't know Truthbreaker's weakness, otherwise I would have personally exploited it.
You want to help us kill him?
Wait, then what were you doing with the other team then? The truth.
I was trying to get my shards back!
His enemy's called Truthbreaker.
But if they break the truth, then the universe goes all shitty and bizarro, and then dinosaurs in charge.
That's what's gonna happen when Truthbreaker's alone, so... Okay, so this guy has no fucking clue how to kill Truthbreaker.
Obviously, he would have done it already if he knew.
Truthbreaker knew how to kill him, and he didn't do it until we showed up.
He was trying to get the shards and do the same thing to him, but in a different way.
Also, there's no way I was going to figure out that L right for an anagram. I have it written on my paper completely wrong.
There's a title of that. At least he didn't figure it out until later.
Yeah, we figured out from a sentence.
Would have been an easy campaign, I'll tell you that. So, okay.
Okay.
So, alright. So this dude does not know how to kill this dude.
It's fucking obviously.
Are there any chandeliers?
Fuck it. Does the name Tyler Rolfe mean anything?
Like, instantly, as soon as you say it, a bolt of lightning strikes El Rifer, and he's like, no! How did you know that?
I guess it meant something to him.
He's like, you may have made me mortal, but I can still kill you!
I'll often run up and stab him.
He can't. Okay. He's way too fucking far away.
Somebody right hold on to him with mage powers.
It's too fucking late. El Ryford, like, the side of the castle explodes out, like, as he backs away in, like, a bolt of lightning and thunder. And outside, suddenly out of nowhere, a huge hurricane's a brewing. And
oh, shit.
Man, this blows.
I rubbed the orb.
We need a rain on our parade.
pretend to blow hard. Okay, you can take him now. He's weak.
So you can see.
Are you incurring?
You can see growing on the distance, out from the center, the eye of the storm, in the center, not in the center of the ocean, but like a click north of the ocean or of the island.
How far is a click?
Kilometer.
1 kilometer. So you see this.
What's a kilometer?
It's like one point. I'm not gonna make myself look stupid. Okay. So you see this massive figure amassing in the center of the ocean as a giant whirlpool surrounds him, and he shouts, "This island was a waste anyway. It's going to the bottom of the ocean."
Okay.
No. The Gungans though.
Okay.
And what does that creature look like?
It's El Rifer. It's a massive version of him, though.
But is the little one still with us?
The little one is gone. He's like, zooped. Okay. He zooped outside. He struck.
I thought he summoned him.
How do we take this thing? I rubbed
how do you take this massive
thing? I know. How do we take this thing?
And so you hear Truthbreaker's voice. He's like, I have a thought on that. And outside, there's like a huge cliff where there's like a huge cliff where the castle once was. And outside, sitting in the ocean, you see the crusty seaman roll up.
Oh no!
And you see Leaf and Pickles and Steve and Bob, and Adjust is there too, and he's like, "You wanna kill a god?"
Oh no.
Oh man,
so we can sacrifice them?
We can.
Well, it's got cannons on it. We're just gonna pull up and blast them, and then they're probably all gonna die. No.
So, you guys wanna kill a god? Or do we wanna wait until the next episode of the Legion of Renob?
Next time on the Legion of Renob!
I wanna know what happens.
You'll find
don't
out.
Don't you, next- audience?
Don't you?
Don't you? We'll find out next week on the Legion.
Thank you for listening to Legion of Renob episode 18.
We really hope you liked it. We worked really hard to make it. It took several hours.
You didn't do anything, Leaf.
I feel like I'm underrepresented.
If you want to listen to more episodes, please share and subscribe to us on iTunes and give us a good rating.
And also, if you want to talk to us, or specifically a team of guys, go to our Twitter, at Legion of Renob, and, you know, send us a tweet, unless you're actually a bird.
Okay, I think that's enough. Thank you, and goodbye.
Actually guessed the bad guy was Tyler Rolf. He certainly did it. Okay, I'm leaving.